Today, as we inch closer to having vaccines to fight the coronavirus, a panel of independent advisors to the CDC will take up that question today. Who should get it first? Healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities and nursing homes are expected to be among the first in line. Dr. Kritika Kapali, assistant professor at the Medical University of South Carolina and vice chair of the Infectious Diseases Society of America Global Health Committee, is here. And Dr. Kapali, do you agree healthcare workers, you know, the elderly who need care and, you know, having those terrible outbreaks in nursing homes, for instance, do you think they should be first in line?
Well, yes, I definitely think healthcare workers should definitely be first in line for getting the vaccine. They are the ones who are putting their lives on the line for taking care of patients. And we've already had a number of healthcare workers get infected, not just here, but all over the world. And if healthcare workers get sick or die, then we don't have anybody to help take care of patients. So they are a precious commodity and need to be protected at every step along the way.
Yeah. What questions do you have? We're going to raise a few more of the categories, but what questions do you have as this question, who gets it first, is being considered?
Yeah, so I think, you know, one of the biggest debates that we're having right now is, you know, where do we put essential workers along the line in terms of adults who are over the age of 65? We know that adults over the age of 65, particularly those who are living in congregant settings, those with multiple comorbidities, are at increased risk of getting COVID. However, we also know that essential workers who don't necessarily work in healthcare are also at increased risk just by being out there in the nature of their job. And so this is going to be a very difficult situation. And I think it's going to be important to know that, you know, it's not that it's one group, then the next group, and then the next group. There'll be some overlap between the groups. So, you know, we'll start one group, and then as we get more vaccine, then start the next group, and then start the next group. So hopefully, yeah, as we get more vaccine available, we'll be able to include more and more people.
Well, and people can go to the CDC website where you can click through links and eventually get to what the definition of an essential worker is or someone in a critical industry, but it's very vague. So it feels like there's going to be a lot of questions there. You know, we were calling people, you know, checking out groceries essential. You know, are they going to be ahead of, you know, let's say somebody else in line for the vaccine? These sound like some of the questions. And are there going to be enough doses? We should explain that Pfizer and Moderna at one point said between them they could have about 40 million doses, but we have to take two doses, and this is at the end of December. So that cuts it down to about 20 million people, and there are 21 million healthcare workers in the country. So lots of questions to be asked.
Yeah, yeah. So Pfizer has said that they will have 50 million doses by the end of the year. So that would be enough for 25 million people. And then Moderna has said, I believe, 15 million doses by the end of the year. So that's enough for 7.5 million people. And again, you know, that's assuming that every single person is going to be vaccinated. We still have a lot of work to do with not just rolling out the vaccine, but really spending a lot of time with community engagement and trying to get people to take up the vaccine. So science has done its job and produced what looks like to be a very efficacious vaccine, which is really wonderful news. But now we have to do our job and really educate the community and educate people to go out and get the vaccine. And so that's going to be a really important thing that we do now going forward.
As well as manufacturing enough so that when they do decide to go, there are two doses for them. And again, the CDC has an advisory panel today. They're going to say, though, to them, people with underlying concerns, should they be among the first? And they'll get a yay or a nay. Dr. Kritika Kapali, assistant professor at the Medical University of South Carolina, thank you.
Thank you.